709 Carol, are you still there?
I got to push the button.
Yes, 9, 3, and 4 I did not get at all.
Copy that. Well, next time we do a message, I'll have to repeat that. I can actually text you the message later if you like, and then we can kind of go from there. Is there any comments or questions that you have this evening, Carol?
No, it was a nice message, but I just didn't get it all.
Copy that. Well, the last two lines were to laugh without fear of the future. That was the end of the message. So, like I said, I can text that message to you later, and then maybe it will make a little bit more sense to you. So, is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, and I got the whole thing. I can help Carol, too, but I'll repeat it to you in a minute. Okay, as women of faith, we have courage, strength, and dignity to laugh without fear of the future.
Very nice. Good job. You got the whole thing. Yeah, it's hard for me. I was trying to speak slow, but sometimes that's hard to speak slowly and clearly at the same time. Very good. Did you have any questions or anything this evening, Marcia?
No, I enjoyed listening to it, and I think I kind of understand it a little bit, but I'm really looking forward to the 3 days of trying to figure it out.
Copy that. Well, you did a really good job. So the point being here, I think, is that even though you may not want to transmit the messages to others, at least if something's going on, you're able to write down what somebody else says. So you're still listening, and if somebody else asks, then you have the information. That's basically what we're trying to do here. So good job, Marcia, and Carol, you as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share other than it's too hot out there?
Well, thank you for relaying it.
Well, you're very welcome. Well, thank both of you ladies for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. So I know that you're already pretty good at taking down messages. Were you able to understand the message that I shared fully?
I did. That's a full copy for me. Message is as follows. As women of faith, we have courage, strength, and dignity to laugh without fear of the future.
Very good. You got it as well. Well, and that's the point that I'm just trying to get across to the ladies. I mean, at some other point, we can probably do that. But at least if something's going on, you can write the message down and you got it, and then you have the capability of asking one of the words if you didn't get it. So is there anything else that you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple things. So in this message handling, maybe some of us learn shorthand or how to write really fast. And or just write, you know, the main letters of a word and then go back and fix it. Maybe it's time to practice up on that a little bit. I know that for some of us it's hard to actually write. Getting the hands to work correctly is a challenge as we get older, but maybe it's something to think about in practicing. And also I wanted to, I can mention the AmronNet, but something about today I want to mention. I was out in the sun for just a little while and actually sitting in my vehicle and the sun was on me and I was in the air conditioning inside my vehicle with it running, but I got really nauseated being in the sun. And I know that the Earth's atmosphere is kind of dwindling a little bit here, and we're having some problems with that, and plus the smoke and everything in the air. So just a warning for all the ladies to, you know, don't be in the bright sunlight too long without protection. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and kind of just watch yourself, definitely, because it is a time of stress on our bodies. And I can mention the Amaran net if you'd like.
Yes, please do so. I would like to thank you very much for all of the information that you sent the ladies. I texted it to all of the ladies about the difference between the FRS-3 and the MERS-3. And while you're mentioning the Amaran net, if you wouldn't mind talking about the message handling in the next couple weeks, I'd sure appreciate it.
Absolutely, I can do that. So first of all, I'm going to invite everybody to the Amaran nets. And Amaran, what we do is we have a check-in net, and I read an intelligence brief that we get sent digitally encrypted, and we read that, just a little news of the week that went on. And then we do our Channel 3 check-ins, and that's off the repeaters. So we're using MERS 3, FRS, GMRS to Channel 3, CB Channel 3 before the net, and then a ham simplex 146.420, and that is for everybody to practice their off-the-repeater skills in cases of emergency break. We have a really good group going here, and I encourage all you ladies, if you're not part of that Channel 3 program, please get on there and do that, or set up a day with your radio lady friends where you can go ahead and meet. I know for the Illinois Valley, that's on Mondays starting at 7, and I'm sure that Judy won't mention that. So the Amaran net, if you want to be part of it, is, let me break. I didn't say that, but thank you. All right. For Sunday night at 7 p.m. is the NV-725. That's the Greater Grants Pass and Illinois Valley area. Whoever can get to the NV-725 repeater right here in Grants Pass, and that's quite a lot, Sunday nights at 7. And if you're in Jackson County, you can go to the ELK-675 repeater, GMRS, and that is Monday nights at 8 p.m. Monday at 8 for Jackson County, Sunday at 7 for Grants Pass. Break. Now, as for the Amaran, it's called the T-Rex exercise, which is like the end of the world as we know it scenario. And that, so it's a practice scenario. It's not real. It's a practice scenario to help people be able to take messages and try and pass them and see how accurate you can be, as well as practice your grid down skills. And you know, some people go as far as they have a group training, they turn off all electricity, everything, their phones, everything, and they practice like surviving without all of that, like camping, a good camping trip. Break. But if you want to participate in this message handling on July 25th, 26th, and 27th, the 25th is Friday from about noon on until noon on Sunday the 27th, we will be coming down with messages on MERS-3 as received as part of this exercise program. Ron330 is going to get on there and on MERS-3 and call out a message and see if one or two people would want to handle it. Great. And he will confirm that, and then maybe those people could pass it on to FRS-GMRS-3. And then right after that, he's going to go to Ham Simplex 146.420. So Ron330 is going to pass it on MERS-3 and Ham Simplex, and he's going to see how many people, you know, take one or two volunteers to do that. The messages could be at the top of the hour, all through from the noon on the 25th to noon on the 27th. A break. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to, except see if you can get the message and write it down. Practice writing down that message. This is a good time to practice those skills. So you can go to soamron.com website, soamron, same place. You go to early check-ins if you want to, and you can print off, go to the forms tab and print off the message handling form, or take the one that Karen gave you because it's the same form. Break. And print off, you know, about 10 of those forms. Because we don't know how many messages you're going to get, how many opportunities you're going to get. You'll probably get several throughout the day at the top of every hour. Turn to MERS 3, and then I'll be passing it probably on FRS GMRS 3. And so we'll have operators listening all day long, all the way from the HF high people to Channel 3 off the repeaters. So it's pretty cool. And I think that's all. Thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
Thank you, Kimber, very much for all of that information. So hopefully the ladies at least will listen in. That would be awesome, so you know how that's done. Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot. Ladies, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So were you able to understand the message that I read?
Well, I only got just a few words because you were too fast. But after you had repeated it over and over again, then I got all the words filled in.
Copy that. Like I said, it's hard when you're actually reading the message. I should have mentioned that there were 17 words to the message as well, so you kind of have an idea. But when you're reading them, it's hard to read them slow enough and clear enough so everybody can understand and write them down. So, but you do have the message now?
Yes, I do. I wrote it down.
Copy that. Well, then I will, if we do this message handling again, I will try to read it a little bit slower and a little bit more succinct. Is there any other suggestions or anything else you'd like to share, Diana?
No, but it was good practice to realize that if you are passing on a message, to read it very, very slow and meticulous.
Copy that. I will definitely remember that in the future. Well, thank you so much for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw in that reminder that usually when you are reading a message, and you didn't do it this time because you're trying to see if the ladies can get it and how fast they can get it. It is a practice. But at the end of every line, we will ask you how copy. And if you can't copy every word, then you rewrite that word down. And then you move to the next line. So it's if you have somebody directly taking the message, remember, ladies, it's not going to be so hard because at the end of every line, you will have the opportunity to ask how you copied. Thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Well, like I said, I was planning on doing that, but it seemed like with each lady that might get a little bit redundant. So I thought this was maybe the next best thing, so we will definitely work on that. Well, thank you for that, Kimber. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRPJ 605 Judy, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605. Do not copy. Intermittent bleeping out sentences. So I'm not sure about it. And let you know I love y'all.
Copy that, Judy. Yeah, that's the same issue. You are kind of bleeping in and out, so we'll get a word or two and then nothing and then a word or two. So Would you like to try again?
I'm just going to go ahead and say good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And thanks for doing the net, Karen. WRPJ 605.
You're very welcome. Did you want to attempt to talk about the IVARCnet, Judy?
I was going to hear it, but at 7 p.m., 20PL1431. Go to radio and do the Channel 3 check-ins. Really good opportunity to practice, find out who's in your area, connect with
once again, that was kind of sporadic, Judy, so if any of the ladies have any interest in that, you can just let me know and I can put you in touch with Judy. Thank you for trying to participate in this radio check. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPL826 Sue. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy? WRNN 801, Bobby May. This is 359 Karen. You copy? WRNN 801, negative contact, 359. Moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRXR 423 Kristen, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Negative contact, but she wasn't sure if she'd be available or not, so I will check in for Kristen. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGP 983 Lucita, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WSGP 983 Lucita, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Lucita is a busy lady, so I will check in for 983 Lucita as well. 359 Karen, moving forward. WSGR 413 Anna, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WSGR 413 Anna.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about message handling. I don't know if you were actually able to hear and write down the message. Were you able to do that, Anna?
No, I just got home.
Copy that. Well, I can read the message to you really quick, and you might not have time to write it down, but I'll just repeat it. As women of faith, we have courage, strength, and dignity to laugh without fear of the future. End of message. Is there any suggestions or questions you might have, Anna?
Not at the moment. Thank you.
Copy that. Well, thank you. I know you just got home from work, so we really appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX597 Jill and WRZL684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening. I'd like, also like to check in for the ladies on the east side, Chantel, Gina, Yvette, Debbie, Jeanette, Shannon, and Clarissa. They're bummed that they can't participate, but they send their love anyway. 359, moving forward. We have completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Great. Would you like to come back? Sorry, I cut you off.